In prize pack number 6, this is always the most fun pack of the year. It's the mystery disc pack. We got the Fuse CD in there still, though. But there's 5 other discs, and we don't really know where they come from. Maybe we'll spin something from one of those mystery discs right now. What do you say? I think we will. Let's see. Where do we got it? We're going to go here. We're going to hear from our old friend, Lyle Lovett. Now, the cool thing about this, now this is one of the mystery discs you get in this pack. It's Lyle Lovett recorded live here in Winnipeg, if you can believe that, at the West End Cultural Center. You remember when Lyle played there? When was it? Well, it was a while back. He played their big anniversary, whatever anniversary it was. Was it their 10th anniversary or 15th or something? Anyways, Lyle Lovett actually played the West End. It was like a, it was a big ticket. I didn't even go. It was like this. It was like a $100 ticket or something. It was crazy. But yeah, Lyle played here, and we have his entire performance on a 2-disc mystery disc, and that's in the mystery disc pack, along with a great recording. These are all amazing sounding recordings, by the way. You get Bruce Springsteen live in Buffalo. It's a soundboard thing. It's unreal. You get his version of Suicide's "Dream Baby Dream" at the end. It's just gorgeous. Yeah, we got the Jayhawks. Speaking of live in Winnipeg, we got the Jayhawks live in Winnipeg, 2003. We got Daniel Lanois with Emmylou Harris live at the Folk Festival from last year. And we got a Steve Earle and the Dukes show from Hamburg, Germany. That's great. It's got Buddy Miller on guitar. Amazing set from 1997. You get all those things in the Mystery Disc prize pack. And we're going to listen to something right now. We're going to hear from Lyle Lovett right now, doing an old Willis Allen Ramsey song. And yes, indeed. In the West End, by the way, hey, we've got a $30 pledge in here from Nan from the West End. By the way, yeah. Speaking of the West End, thanks so much, Nan. And the West End coming up, what is it, March 13th? Sometime in March, the West End, of course, is a nonprofit outfit, and they're having their own little benefit thing next month. In the middle of March, their dinner and a movie set. This year, they're going for a movie about singing cowboys. It's going to be a Roy Rogers spectacular. It's going to be a ton of fun. So make sure you check that out. But here he is, Lyle Lovett, live at the West End Cultural Center.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is John Hyatt, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
That didn't sound like Lyle Lovett at all, did it? No, I didn't think so either. What disc is this? See, this is community radio, kids. This is, they don't do this on the big commercial stations. No, they play the proper thing all the time. How boring is that? Ay-yi-yi. Who wants to hear the right thing all the time? No. We want to hear mistakes. It's all about mistakes here on CKUW. If you'd like to pledge for your favorite mistake, call 774-6877. Oh, now I'm getting error on the CD player. Yeah, right here. Let's try another one. Oh, can you tell I'm just... Anyways, here we go. Once again, Lyle Lovett, live at the West End Cultural Center here in Winnipeg.
The first time I came to the West End Cultural Center was about, I guess, 9 years ago. And just dropped by in the afternoon and took a look inside the place and remember thinking that what a great place to play. So thank you for coming out, and thanks to Rosalie for inviting us up. It really is a great place to play. Getting to play the Winnipeg Folk Festival for me was very important. 1987 was the first time I got to play up here, and it was the first time that I got to meet some of my songwriting heroes at some of the workshops. And suddenly, to find yourself on stage with Ian Tyson talking about songwriting, it really makes you want to just shut up. Or to find yourself on stage and everywhere else with Doug Somm listening to him play songs and tell great stories, and getting to hang out for the first time with Guy Clark and John Prine and Jesse Winchester. It was a big deal to me to get to do it. Those people all write songs that I admire greatly. This is a song by a songwriter who I've also gotten to know over the last several years. His name is Willis Allen Ramsey, and he made a made one record in 1972 when he was 21 years old, and it's a wonderful record. My friend Vance suggested last week we should release it and call it his greatest hits. This is a song that's not on that record, but it's one of my favorites. It's one that I wish I had written.
Last night, you know, I couldn't sleep. I was tossing and turning, counting sheep to tell the truth. The next thing I knew, I woke up on the outside in the middle of the avenue. A policeman spied me in traffic there. My t-shirt and my underwear says, "Son, son, it sure don't look good. The way you've been calling for your baby all over the neighborhood. It seems I was asleep walking again last night. The way I was a sweet talking, I must have caused a terrible fright last night. You know, when I was asleep walking, someone saw me in a donut shop. I was sitting and crying on a tabletop. It was not a pretty sight. I was out of control. The way that I was carrying on about my sweet jelly roll. I said, "Officer, please, my baby's got me down on my knee. Lying in bed late at night. Sometimes I just go out of my head at night, and I go out to sleep walking. Later on, down at the jail cell, I was hoping things would turn out well, because I don't recall that masquerade ball. I sure don't remember nothing, y'all, about that blown up rubber doll. It seems I was asleep walking again last night. way I was sweet talking. I must have caused a terrible fright last night, you know, when I was sleepwalking. So lately I stopped going anywhere. I've taken to sleeping with a teddy bear. It's a very full and rich imaginary lay. It's sure enough better than dreaming, y'all, about any imaginary way. No more sleepwalking. No more sweet talking. No more sweet talking.
Bruce Springsteen, call to support public radio 95.9. Thanks.
What? What? Did I hear that right?
Hi, this is Bruce Springsteen, call to support public radio 95.9. Thanks.
Wow, who let that guy in here? Jeez. That was Lyle Lovett live at the West End Cultural Center. Yes, indeed. Doing an old Willis Allen Ramsey number called Sleepwalking. You know, most people are going to have to listen to that song off of Lyle's double covers album, Step Inside This House. One lucky person will listen to it off the Lyle Lovett Live at the West End Cultural Center CD. But only one lucky winner, because that lucky winner will have Twang Trust prize pack number 6, the mystery disc pack, which includes that CD, along with Daniel Lanois and Emmy Lou Harris live at last year's Winnipeg Folk Festival. The Jayhawks live at the Forks from 2003, including an introduction by some crazy yelling guy. I don't know who he was, but you get that. You get Bruce Springsteen in Buffalo, Steve Earle in Hamburg, and, of course, The Fuse. The Fuse is in every prize pack this year, as they are the band of the year here. The Fuse actually came in second in the Twang Trust Most Played Artists of the Year poll that we had last year. Holy mother. I've just been handed an official tally here so far on the show. And, of course, the show isn't over yet. We still got, like, 20-plus minutes. So much more can happen in 20-plus minutes. Kids, listen to this number. $2,260. That is the new Twang Trust total here. My God, that's insane. You people are insane out there. Let's see, who do we have to thank for this insanity? There's David, Heather, Richard, Jeff, Orlando. Orlando is the nut of the year. Bill, Stephen, Barb, Christy, Ken and Sheila, Mark, Hugh, Rob, Joyce, Aunt Joyce to you. Deb from where's Deb from? She's from some crazy land down near Pittsburgh. Ray and Nancy. Thanks, Ray and Nancy. Diane, Nan, Michelle. All the way from the rich side of the tracks. Jeff Robson from UMFM called in. Thanks, Jeff. Truly a pal to this show. Bob from Rockville. Rockville Bob. You know him as Father Mort Shelby, of course. Thanks, Bob. Very cool. Mark called in, and, oh, get this, the Winnipeg Gold Eyes pledged $100. Wow, what does Black Mask think of that? That's basically Sam Cates pledging $100. What does Black Mask think of that? Hey, Garth.
What's up?
What do you think of the Winnipeg Gold Eyes pledging to the Twang Trust? That's basically $100 from Sam Cates.
Oh.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Enough said. Okay, go away, Garth. Well, that's the Winnipeg. Hey, we'll send props out to Dan Chase and all of the other crazy cats down there at the Winnipeg Gold Ice. Thanks, kids. Wow, $2,260. And I see phones ringing and people talking on them. The monkeys are going crazy out there. The monkeys are going crazy. Ay-yay-yay. Well, the monkey, you know, that is the theme this year here on Fun Drive is monkeys. I don't know if you've noticed, but the official CKW t-shirt, which you get at the $60 level, has monkeys on it, all kinds of monkeys. There's a punk monkey and a country monkey and a techno monkey and a jazz monkey, all sorts of monkeys. There's just monkeys galore.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Oh, well, there's somebody who doesn't like monkeys. So I don't know about him. But there's all kinds of monkeys going around. Here's one that Garth will probably like. I don't know. Tom T. Hall. You know Tom T. Hall, right? He's pretty darn happening guy. One of the most prophetic artists of recent times. In 1972, he wrote and recorded this next song we're going to hear. And how did he know? How did he know? My gosh. This is Tom T. Hall and a song called The Monkey That Became President.
I was there on the day the monkey came into this world. His face was round and reddish and his hair was slightly curled. He didn't look too different from the others I had seen. Who'd have thought he was the answer to the nation's dream? At first he didn't seem to be intelligent at all. Each time he'd start to walk about, he'd stumble and he'd fall. My first impression was to be a most mistaken thought. Lord Almighty, what's this little hairy monkey wrought? Because I witnessed his departure from his mother's womb, I felt inclined to check his progress every afternoon. One day the keeper of the zoo called in the live TV. Brinkley said, I think you'll be amazed at what you see. The monkey walked and talked and waved his arms about his head. In the corner was the stack of books that he had read. An educated monkey set the papers across the land. It was more than weary sociologists could stand. Oh, his fame was universal, he was on the Carson show. People talked about him kindly everywhere he'd go. His insight was amazing, his philosophy was fair. He became a politician, welcome everywhere. His wit was not to be compared with any mind intact. He'd lace a phrase with irony and blend it all with fact. Conservatives applauded and the liberals were entranced. The bigots and the integrationists were in his camp. Nobody dared to meet him in an open press debate. He was nominated by the folks from every state. Yes, a monkey was the president, though maybe not the first. And there was peace and harmony throughout the universe. The dream I had last night has been related as it came. As for interpretation, well, it's really very plain. Would you rather have a monkey up in Washington, D.C.? Or have those people making monkeys out of you and me?
Tom T. Hall, the day the monkey became president. Goodness. How did he know that was going to happen in 1972? Oh, well, here we are, kids. It's the Twang Trust Fun Drive Show. There is officially 18 minutes left for you to call in and be part of history. Why do I say that? Well, look at that. The total. We've gotten all kinds of calls. The new Fun Drive total here on the Twang Trust, $2,410. We are so close to setting a new Twang Trust record. My record, let me see. I keep all this stuff on record. It's sitting over there in my bag right now. But last year was actually a little under the year before that. It was, I don't have an exact number handy, but it was 2,500 and change. So like another $150 or so, and we'll set a new all-time world record here on the Twang Trust. And it may well be an all-time world record on CKW. In fact, I'm pretty sure it will be. It's now we're all one big happy family here at CKW. And it's not like one show's better than another just because it brings in more money at fun drive time. but let me tell you, I sure appreciate being number one, kids. Well, I'll say that quiet so, you know, all these Franz Ferdinand fans around here won't hear me, but I sure appreciate it. Wow. Well, let's see. Not too much longer in the show, kids. So if you want to be part of history, 774-6877, and give us a call. Give us a call. Give us some money. You're wondering what makes the monkey dance? That's what makes the monkey dance. Some money.
From daytime soaps, late night cable, round the corner.